The third step is to label the horizontal and vertical axis. Remember that the vertical axis is the indicator we are measuring to judge the success of our PDSA cycle. Tembi and her team choose percentage of patients for the vertical axis, which they mark from 0 to 100%, with a line at each 10% interval. The horizontal axis is the time interval we use for our measurements. Remember that measurement in PDSA cycles should be both quick and frequent. For example, daily rather than yearly. Tembi and her team plan to measure weekly.